CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. China and Poland have pledged to boost their bilateral strategic partnership. This comes as Chinese President Xi Jinping held talks with his Polish counterpart, Andrzej Duda. President Xi suggested the two sides further enhance political trust in each other, maintain the momentum of high-level interactions, and strengthen coordination in international affairs. He also proposed China and Poland quicken the process of aligning the Belt and Road Initiative with Poland's development strategy. For his part, Duda said that Poland will continue to cement the traditional friendship with China and make efforts to boost the ties between Europe and China. This is Duda's first state visit to China since he took office in August. China has again called for the upcoming Paris Climate Conference to be realistic about the different capabilities and responsibilities among developed and developing countries. Vice Foreign Minister Liu Jianmin made the remarks on Wednesday in Beijing. Liu said China hopes the conference will stick to the principles of common but differentiated responsibilities. He added that the conference should push for more concrete actions from developed countries who are expected to honor their commitments to offer financing and technology to developing countries. Chinese President Xi Jinping will attend the opening ceremony of the conference and express China's proposals on countering climate change. A special working group involved in the Paris climate change talks will start its session a day earlier than scheduled. The move aims to give more time to finalize negotiations on the draft Paris climate package. The second session of the ad hoc working group on the Durban Platform for Enhanced Action will be resumed on November 29th in Paris. The climate conference will be held from November 30th to December 11th in Le Bourget in northern Paris. Russia confirmed on Wednesday that Moscow will begin to deliver its modernized S-300 missile defense systems to Tehran this year. Moscow and Tehran signed an $800 million contract in 2007 to supply Iran with five S-300 systems. In 2010, then-Russian President Dmitry Medvedev canceled the contract to follow a resolution of the UN Security Council which banned the supply of conventional weapons to Iran. In April this year, Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a decree to lift the ban after Iran reached a nuclear agreement with six world powers. French National Assembly on Wednesday authorized the extension of airstrikes against the Islamic State militants in Syria. Out of 529 deputies, 515 voted in favor of the bill to intensify France's airstrikes against IS in Syria, with 4 against and 10 abstentions. Prime Minister Manuel Valls says the French Air Force, just like his Russian and American counterparts, has destroyed petroleum facilities controlled by the IS. Top Brazilian officials have unveiled their security plan for the city during the 2016 Olympic Games. The director of Brazil's intelligence agency general, Wilson Roberto Treza, said Rio will have an intelligence center during the Games where Brazilian and foreign heads of intelligence will work together. Government watchdogs pointed out that one of the biggest flaws in security was the lack of integration between the different police forces and the military, consequently leaving Brazil's 17,000-kilometer-long border vulnerable. The announcement comes after Brazil's intelligence agency held a seminar in Brasilia to discuss the issue of terrorism during the 2016 Games. China Railway Group on Wednesday announced one of its subsidiaries has won the Hungary-Serbia rail contract with another Chinese company and a Hungarian peer. The consortium will jointly construct the Hungarian section of the railway, which links the Serbian and Hungarian capitals. The project marks the Chinese rail company's first step in entering the European market and will help promote Chinese rail technology going abroad. The contract is estimated to be worth about 10 billion yuan, or about $1.6 billion, among which the two Chinese firms jointly hold a share of 85%. A 22-year-old Chinese woman has successfully received a womb donated by her mother after undergoing the first uterus transplant, giving hope to more women struggling with infertility. The donor and recipient are both in good condition. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.